Vidigal, who comes from the National Secretariat for the Child and Adolescent. Thank you, Minister. Brazil has made constant progress in promoting children's rights by reviewing the covenant between society, state and families in all fronts. This stage of human development is an absolute priority for you. We've reaffirmed our commitment to the CRC, the National Secretariat for the Rights of Children and Adolescents, which belongs to the Ministry of Human Rights, is a national council comprising members from government and civil society, proposes policies and monitors and assesses existing ones and new claims. It has its own autonomous fund. Since 2012, we've approved the following laws to enhance protection: specialized units for receiving child statements, for preventing and punishing trafficking in persons, and the right of children to be brought out without physical punishment. We have a National Council for Children and Adolescents, and it's committed to fighting to the attempt to reduce the age of adult criminal responsibility. We've had excellent support from international bodies for this. Early childhood is a priority. This is seen in a new state policy through the Happy Child Programme, as well as the move to eradicate child labour and to fight all forms of violence, as well as setting up the National Juvenile Justice System. Following major sporting events, we've strengthened the involvement of civil society, the tourism network and the national program for fighting sexual exploitation in conjunction with UNICEF. There is a constant channel for reporting any violations and a permanent campaign for promotion. All violence is channeled to protection bodies. In the serious cases, there is a protection program for children and family members facing death threats. Over the past few decades, we've reduced the number of children at work by 80% and reduced the national average of children not registered by 50%. Less than 1% of births go unreported now. Children play an important part in designing policy. That's why we have new projects for empowering girls, indigenous leadership, children living on the streets and other vulnerable groups. Adolescents in conflict with the law have their own separate system, separated from adult prisoners. 73% of them are in a semi-open regime and all cases are reassessed every 6 months. Together with the United Nations Office for Services and Projects, we have established national architectural standards to make sure that there is